be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, the Mass, we pray for the Holy Spirit. But where is He? Of course, He is the Blessed Trinity, the third person of the Blessed Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can't we see? We can't. But where is He? He is in your heart. Why? Because you have love. The work of the Holy Spirit is for unity. Unity in the family, unity among friends, school. That's why you feel so much closeness about your family members, because you have love. Because that's the work of the Holy Spirit. Although you don't see Him, the Holy Spirit, but He is there. You feel the closeness with your parents, your brothers and sisters, your relatives. You feel one family. Even today, you sit together, one school, one body, and this is the work of the Holy Spirit. So we ask the Holy Spirit not only to inspire us for a better study, but the result of your study, because we ask for a stronger faith, being together. Because when we are together, we have the strength. When we love one another, we have Jesus in our midst. He promised. So Matthew chapter 25, He said, "But two or three are united in My name, I am in your midst." That means when nobody in the class, in the school, your classmates, your teachers. Whenever we learn to love means to accept, embrace the differences of each other, and still we say, "Oh yes, to love, yes, to work together." And that's the spirit of unity. When there is unity, there is a strength, because Jesus is present among ourselves. You may say, "I'm not a baptized person." Jesus didn't say all baptized. He just said two or three. Even Buddhists, even non-Christians, two or three. With the heart, that's the presence of Jesus. That's the greatness of the message of the gospel. He doesn't come only for Catholics or Christians. He comes for all humanity. He died on the cross for all. So you are part of His love. And He wants you to share this love with one another. It's not the privilege of a Catholic or Christian to follow the word of Jesus. It's for you. Love is universal language. It's not only exclusively for Christians. So today we pray so that the Holy Spirit may descend upon us in the school, in our studies, that we have the strength have the joy and perseverance to work for the glory of God. When we say for the glory of God, it's not something abstract. For the glory of God, when you do your better way, that's the glory of God. When you're more human, you're more divine. And that's the message that we today, we pray together. And Mother Teresa says, when we pray together, we can stay together in unity in this big family of Mary Nora. Please stand. Prayer of the faithful.